Have you been selling your soul on Instagram for likes and shares? Do you play the whore on the internet? Breaking news, you are going to hell. And what a wicked destination it is. Are you seeding corruption with your images and videos? Are you trying to brag? Are you trying to show people how successful you are, how spoiled you are, how good looking you are? Are you trying to make people jealous out there? Breaking news, you are going to hell. And what a wicked destination it is. Do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol, an image of any shape, whether formed like a man or a woman. Deuteronomy 4:16. The Bible says what it means, and it means what it says. Woe to those that make images and that make idols. They will be punished in the hellfire, ladies and gentlemen. Do people worship your images? Do they stalk you because they think you're good looking? Woe to you. Woe to you. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. Exodus 20 verse 4. Another reference to image making. This is the Ten Commandments. Little do people understand how bad it is to make an image. Little do people understand how evil it is just to take a picture. And this is the real reason why the beast system allows you to upload selfies and images, because they want you to commit major sin. They want you to prostitute yourself for likes and shares and even money. They want you to upload so that you'll promote envy and pride and corruption. So go ahead, sell your soul on Instagram, sell your soul on Facebook, upload your pictures, upload your videos. But be warned, image makers are severely punished in the afterlife, especially if you're making images that serve the interests of the dark side. Selfies, pride, and envy are all tools of the devil. They promote the worldly life, and therefore they promote the agenda of the dark side. Again, nothing screams corruption. Nothing screams sin like the person who prostitutes themselves online. So if you're promoting the worldly life, showing off your tits, your new car, your new house, your gangster life, you've become an agent for the dark side, and hell will be your destination. So be warned. If you see people like that in your entourage, you can tell them by their fruits. Stay away, run away from these devil worshipers. They are not your friends. They are the enemy. And this is a war against evil, ladies and gentlemen. Do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol, an image of any shape, whether formed like a man or a woman. The Bible means what it says, and it says what it means. Now, there are varying degrees of evil when it comes to image making. If you make for yourself an idol, a statue, a graven image, and worship it, that is the maximum evil. Expect to find yourself in the deepest depths of the hellfire in the next life, and plagued by demons and tormentors in this life. Now, if you make for yourself an image, whether digital or physical, for the purpose of self-gratification, self-promotion, or for the sole purpose of worldly gain, then you should expect excruciating pain and torture in the next life. Unless, of course, you repent now and never do it again. But what happens if you're forced to take a picture for your government ID? Well, that falls under the category of being done by necessity. Do you see the difference there? Obviously, in this case, The intention is quite different. You have to do it. Now, as long as you're not trying to prostitute yourself, promote the dark side or the worldly life, or create something that might be worshipped, the severity of the sin due to image making has been diminished. But if you do a necessary evil because there really isn't any other choice, then that's generally viewed as being acceptable. The question is it okay to do good on the Sabbath? Is it okay to do good through images? And what about videos? And what about memes? Given that we are in an information war against evil, and that you cannot fight a war unarmed, if you do use videos or images for the sake of truth, and if your intent when sharing or making such content is to counter the corruption, then that might be okay. But it is important that your intent be to counter the mainstream beast system narrative. Otherwise, your act is pure evil. So be sure to not share any content that might feature things that have been worshipped by former peoples. That would include the stars, the sun, the planets, and or idols related to other religions. Do not promote or feature images or statues related to pagan mythology, such as yoga, Hinduism, Buddhism, or any other mystery religion. And do not promote anything that may be worshipped in modern times, like statues related to Satanism or the devil itself. Do not share images of the devil. Do not make images of anything that could be worshipped, whether it be from the past or in the future. Now, given that making sculptures, videos, or pictures are considered a major sin, it would be best to avoid the practice entirely. However, if you find yourself involved in the information war against evil, our recommendation is that you pray for forgiveness on this matter regularly. The Bible means what it says, and it says what it means. Now, if we were living in a perfect world, our recommendation would be to never participate in image making. In fact, if you have pictures at home right now, it would be best to put them in a box somewhere and not display them openly. However, given that the future of humanity is at stake here, my position when it comes to sharing memes and videos online is that we have to do everything we can to survive. The future of humanity depends on us countering the narrative. There is no denying the fact that we are at war against a system that is actively killing people. We are at war against a system that is an agent of the devil itself. They are poisoning the food, the air, and the water. They are corrupting the minds of everyone forced to listen to their propaganda. This system is pure evil. There is no mass murderer like the government. So if humanity is going to survive here, we cannot afford to restrain ourselves. And so, again, if these were normal times, we could all do things differently. But it is what it is out there. And if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.